Hello. Jonna.
Oh, there we are.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. So this is my very first podcast. And
Congratulations. Of
thank you. Thank you so much for being here. To everyone that
course.
is listening, my name is Leia. And I have no idea what I'm going to name this podcast yet, but the beautiful Jonna is here.
Thank
And
you.
I'm so honored for you to be my very first guest. I've looked up to you since the second I laid eyes on you, which sounds really creepy slash romantic. So,
That's okay.
but, anyways, how
I fell in love with you the minute I saw your work. It spoke for itself. You're gorgeous and you're talented.
thank you. You are too kind. I'm really excited to just reach out and try and put myself out there. I think
Yeah.
the first step is making my Patreon, which
Yeah.
is out there now for the world to see, and we'll see how people respond to that. And I then making this podcast, I think, is the next step. And talking about our lives
Great.
and getting the truth out there and telling about our feelings. So how do you feel today, Jonna?
Content mostly. Yeah.
Content.
Yeah, I think our generation is afraid of that word. But yeah, I feel
Why do you
content
feel
today.
that way?
I think a lot of people equate the word content with settling
Yeah.
or, instead of it's a positive thing, it's finding reasons to be pleased with what you have.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
And
What about
so
you?
I feel good. I feel like I'm making progress in my life, as opposed to in the past, I just kind of went through the motions. I think a lot of us have those moments. And another reason why we connect is because I have PTSD. That's going to be a common topic, I think, that comes up in the podcast because it's real, but I try not to use it as an excuse. But I think when I got married, which I'm a newlywed, I guess, in a way, I just had my 2-year wedding anniversary. I just put a lot of pressure on myself to be normal and like that I could cook, clean, have a job, and go out and socialize and have all these things. And then I just wasn't that person. And so now I'm reaching out to people who can relate to me, including you, but you are so successful in everything that you do that, especially when I came out to visit you, I was just like, wow, I can really thrive and have this mental illness I thought was really holding me back, but it's not something that holds people back. It's something that can lift people up too, I think. I don't know, how would you describe how it's like
So,
burdened you, but like also like motivated you in your life?
right, I think there was times where the titles scared me, and that alone was just immobilizing sometimes. Like,
Yeah.
oh God, what does that mean about me? What does that say? I have PTSD. Does that mean I'm weak? Does that mean I'm flawed? Does that mean I'm undeserving of something?
Yeah.
When all it is it's kind of, I guess, in some ways you could look at PTSD as a neutral thing. Like, It serves a purpose. Our brain holds on to traumatic things. Even evolutionary babies are afraid of snakes. Like people are afraid of fire, you know, lightning. You see people jolt at lightning or whatever. Is it because they were struck by lightning? No, that's
No.
very rare. It's because they know it's a possibility and it's scary.
Yeah.
But that's only when those things seem uncontrollable. Kanye just came out with a new album.
Oh,
What is
yeah,
it?
I heard about that.
What is it? I hate being
I hate being
bipolar. It's
bipolar. I
awesome.
love, or I was
Yeah.
it,
Yeah,
or
something like that. And there was a line in one of his songs. I think it's Yikes. And he talks about what it means to have, you know, depression or bipolar, just have like, you know, a pattern of malicious thoughts in your head,
Yeah.
whether they're against yourself or against other people or whatever. And he basically says, fuck you, being bipolar, it's not a disability, it's my superpower.
Yeah.
There are way like to pretend like there, I don't know, to pretend like there aren't advantages to some things, and to pretend like once you learn how to work with them that it controls you is not true.
Yeah, really. It is not true. And I really do relate to that. That's why I made this podcast. It's just that I'm at the point to where I do have some friends who do feel like it controls them, but I'm constantly trying to uplift the people that I know. And I think you are too. And that's why I
Right.
look up to you, because we're not just, I would say, we're definitely not victims. We're survivors, and we're trying to make a difference with our voices. At least to an extent, I think I can try this way, and you do that
Right.
with your YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Right.
And
Well, I think speaking your truth and just like talking to people and kind of telling your story, a lot of times when it comes to the trauma or whatever, it's a way of validating. Like other people are like, oh my God, I've been through something similar. Because no, like none of us have been through anything so dissimilar from other people. Like a lot of people are going through bad things.
Yeah.
And so when we're brave enough to talk about these things and we're brave enough to show compassion and return compassion, in turn, like, you know, then it proves like, okay, I'm not something that happened to me, and I'm
Yeah.
definitely not, I'm just definitely not something that happened to me. But also talking about it gives people power back, to, you know, for people that are rape or sexual trauma victims. You know, we like to pretend like a man's penis somehow penetrating you takes away your value as a human being. So I
Yeah.
think one way we need to take control back and help people cope with those things is by also taking some of the power away. Yes, you might have been physically assaulted and raped and hurt and mentally hurt, but you did not lose your value. That penis, that thing, that person was not a magic wand. They did not suddenly take your value away.
Exactly, yeah. I completely agree, and I can say that from firsthand experience. I did go through that, and I think that there's a lesson in everything. You know, you grow up with a certain set, or sometimes people, if you grow up with, I think, religious parents, especially, they teach you like your body is like an altar, and you
Yeah.
know, you just, that's something that you believe. But then you grow up, and hopefully, with people speaking out like me and you and all the other feminists that ha were brave enough to voice their opinion, you know,
Yeah.
your body is your own
Well, it
and
can still
no one
be
else's.
your altar. Someone might have done something to try and knock that down, but to still be
Exactly,
able
yeah.
to carry it and decorate it. Proud of who you are as a person. And I think that's something else too.
Yeah.
Society not only victim blames, but then, the way we even approach that stuff, the way we even approach sexual education and the shroud of shame and secrecy, like all of those play a role in how someone can recover.
Yeah,
Like, if
exactly.
people were better educated from the get-go, they'd be able to better articulate some of the abuses that have happened to them and earlier
Oh,
on.
yeah.
Because a lot of that
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
happens when people are young and they don't have the mental capacity to even know entirely, like to frame up how bad or wrong what happened to them was. They don't fully understand all the context. And so to grow with that kind of pain or whatever in your heart, like, you think of it like soil, and I don't know, and roots or whatever. Like, we have a society that's tending to people like that and creating horrible environments. We're gonna just produce a bunch of really toxic people in a really toxic environment. I don't know. I think I might
Yeah.
have gone off trail a bit there, but.
No, it's okay. I think that me and you definitely, like when we first met, we had a very intense, deep conversation and we covered actually some of that. And I think though that there is hope. I'm more of a hopeful person that even though, because, I do believe that me and you were raised in a way where we didn't have that information given to us.
Correct.
So I think we are jaded and bitter about that. Of course, we have every right to be. So the way that we can change that is we can't control other people, the way that they raise their kids, but we can control the way that we raise our kids if you're ever interested, which is what I was gonna bring up later. The way that if I can ever have kids, which I struggle with, I don't know if I can have kids. And that's a huge pain and stress in my life. But if I do, if I'm blessed to have kids, I would just raise them to know that there are people that exist that are really sheltered, and you gotta protect them, and you gotta let them know what the truth is. And we just gotta be nice to people and be positive. My husband sometimes can be a real cynic, and after everything I've been through, I could be a cynic, but I don't want to be.
Right, don't want to be.
I just want to be, I want to have hope. And I do get knocked down a lot, but I have a huge imagination, and I just feel like, the world can change. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I feel like every single person I interact with, if I can make them smile, then I did a good job that day. So, and that's what I want to raise my kids to, if I ever am blessed to have them, be like, because I can't control anyone else.
The way you framed that up, if you're ever blessed to have them, I hope for you that you start, like, and this just me being sweet, but I hope that you start framing that statement up in terms of, or think of it as, when a child is blessed to have you as a parent.
Oh,
Because
that's so sweet. I never thought of it that way.
I
You're
mean,
adorable.
I was adopted, and I think you're an amazing woman.
Yeah.
So, like, just
Thank
remembering that
you.
there's children out there that would be lucky to have be loved and cared about by someone with a big heart like yours.
Yeah, I would 100,000% adopt if I couldn't. I don't know how my husband would feel, but I'd be like, you know what? I'm doing it anyways. 'Cause I'm mama bear. Like, I think when me and you first met, you were like, are you saying that just 'cause you're like nice or like you're just trying to be nice? Like, no, like I'm like mothering. Like, I want to like make you smile and like make you feel comfortable and genuinely care about people. Like, I'm the mom friend.
No, I find myself in the big sister mothering role, and that's because I'm emotional, like I'm a sensitive person. And earlier I was talking about how, you know, they try to pretend like certain words or phrases or weaknesses, like saying, like inherently labeling mental disabilities bad instead of just neutral. It is what it is. Like it's just something that a crazy amount of people have to deal with. Oh my God, I'm high. I forgot where I was going. Let me take a bong rip real quick.
What'd you smoke? What'd you
All right,
smoke? Tell
I'm
me about it.
smoking some. Well, we had some Girl Scout crack left in the grinder, and it's a cross of green crack and Girl Scout cookie. It's really great for pain and anxiety. It's an
Is
indica.
it sativa? Oh,
It's an indica heavy
indica.
hybrid, yeah. And it's pretty
That was one
tasty.
thing. That was one thing I wish I did more than, well, more than anything, I wish I didn't have a full-on like mental anxiety attack and think that I was weird and didn't want to leave your house when I went to your Airbnb. I was like, I creeped them out and I was so sick.
No, you guys
But
were overwhelmed. You guys would just have a lot going on. And the whole point of my bed and breakfast is to relax, to have
yeah,
dinner,
which
to,
we did.
yeah.
We slept a lot and we no, like, and it was very fair to say that we were overwhelmed because, A, like, I know that I'm not even trying to defend myself because you get it and you're the best person
I know,
alive.
you just
But
tell everyone what happened.
I had no fucking idea that your house was in the middle of bumfuck Egypt.
Okay, so
Like,
maybe we need to put this into perspective for everyone.
you have
Okay,
to,
so
like,
we're talking
no
about
idea.
I have an orchard and vineyard out here in Colorado, and it feels like it's out in the middle of nowhere, but when you first get here, but then, you know, when you go to town and stuff the first time, you're like, oh, I'm a mile from the high school and the grocery store.
There's
But
stuff there. I'm not trying to
yeah,
say that it
no, it's
literally is.
very
I'm just
open. No,
dramatic.
it's very open out here and it's rural. So I own an orchard and vineyard out here in Western Colorado, and on my
Which
property.
is so beautiful.
Oh my God, did you see Canada just legalized marijuana nationwide? They can.
No, I did not see that.
Canadians will be able to buy and smoke recreational marijuana as soon as December. Oh my God,
Well,
they're gonna
dang, now I know why
have.
my grandparents were going to Canada this year.
Well, you know, that and all their other affordable prescription,
Yeah.
probably.
And Justin Trudeau can get
Oh man. All right, so we have this dope piece of property, and then we've got our house on it, and then the neighboring house is an old farmhouse that we remodeled into a bed and breakfast,
it.
and it's 420 friendly.
Gorgeous.
And you can find that there's an Instagram for it at 1077 Sage, and the link is in the bio, or you can literally Google 420 friendly bed and breakfast Colorado, and I think we're the third listing to come up. Okay,
Yeah.
plug done. Plug is done.
Okay, yeah, and I'm gonna keep on plugging it. Besides the, it's so like, okay, so I come from a city like Wichita, and I just had no idea what to do. Like, 'cause I want your, I just didn't know, like, wait, there's no Walgreens. Like there's not a Sephora within like an hour. Like
Oh
I
yeah, no,
feel
for sure there is.
okay,
There's
but then
two within
also
a 45-minute drive.
for some ditzy reason, I assume that there is like just dispensaries
Everywhere.
surrounding every 10 minutes. So when I Googled that, I literally cried. I
Oh,
cried.
well,
I was so tired.
that's why we have cannabis on hand, though, that we grow. And
Yeah,
I don't
which.
know how 420 friendly bed and breakfast in Denver get away with gifting cannabis that they didn't grow on the property, but the way cottage industry law works is when you live outside city limits, you are allowed to gift cannabis on your property that you grew yourself. So it's weird that there's, but that's how we make up for the fact that there's a, there's only the closest dispensary is 45 minutes away. People don't realize when they come to Colorado that recreational cannabis is not legal for sale in every county.
I didn't know that at
And
all. And I sh
coincidentally, the two counties in my immediate area, how, there's only a handful of legal counties anyway. The one closest to Kansas is definitely not legal for recreational sales. So you have to drive a ways into Colorado before you hit a dispensary anyway. Those coincidentally are the poorest counties in Colorado as well, because that tax money, yeah, great, a portion of that gets dispersed throughout the entire state. A majority of it's still gonna stay in the county that the taxes were collected. So that means that they are getting bigger and more wealthier, and those cannabis industries aren't gonna make be able to make won't make space for smaller people coming in. What's crazy about that is, so yeah, like the poorest counties in Colorado coincidentally are also the agricultural counties in Colorado, the ones that should be able to legally grow recreational cannabis, but they're not. If you live inside city limits in a dry county, you're not allowed. So it's pretty fucked up. It's pretty fucked up. So there's a lot to be done for cannabis laws even within. Oh, and then a portion of the statewide taxes that are collected on cannabis are enforced explicitly on rural drug enforcement.
I don't get it at
So
all. It should
instead,
all be a state.
of those counties voting for the money to go to the schools, like you'd think a county in Colorado would have great school districts. Well, we don't in the counties that it's not legal. Like literally, there's one mental health care provider for the entire county's school district. One.
Holy crap.
So you have kids with autism that are getting expelled from school because they just don't want to deal with them.
They're getting expelled because they have autism.
Yeah.
Why?
The most recent student that was kicked out for autism, he does really well in everything in school except for like oral exams. So he was asked to give an oral presentation. He got very fidgety, wanted to go for a walk to the bathroom and come back, and his teacher refused because he has, he actually has methods he practices to calm down, like, okay, try this, sit at your desk, breathe. If this doesn't work, get permission to go to the bathroom. So he was like going through his literal checklist of things to help him cope. And the teacher just completely said no, forced him in front of the class. He had like a meltdown and started crying and got expelled.
Oh, poor baby.
Who does that help? And I mean, and that's literally his form of autism. He has a hard time speaking. He has a speech impediment, and autism is just a bunch of disorders lumped together where the commonality or the common denominator is an inability to communicate with the world around them, or difficulty, marked difficulty. Certainly, autism, the difficulty when communicating with the world around them.
Oh my goodness.
And like, why
That's
are you expecting a second grader not to break down crying in front of a classroom
Yeah.
presentation? Like, I've seen that in non-autistic kids.
Wow. I don't know if you noticed that I have a slight speech impediment. I think I told you that in the
I do
car
as well.
too.
Yeah, I do as well.
What do you have?
I'm just dyslexic, and then I have a mild speech impediment. You can hear it when I'm really tired. Or when I'm really, really like angry, then I start switching the first letters of words. I start switching all kinds of stuff. I start like I can't do mem like word recall. I can't really, and I start getting really angry at that.
When I get angry, I just sound like I'm from Boston, and I don't know if that's a speech impediment. I just go like straight Boston, like, oh hell no, like
It was
that.
me
Just
when
like,
I was in the army. I still had a superpower where I could just like rip them apart like they were my brothers or something without, messing up. But then, like when it's someone I care about or like I really care about the subject, then I start getting flustered and start because I had dental trauma. You start putting phrases together around 5 and 6, and I had all my baby teeth pulled at that time, so.
So are you, let's, I'm going to get into your business a
Yes,
little bit because I
sure.
want to get to know you. Okay.
Okay.
So, it's kind of you. Okay. You and Luke, when you fight, like, how do you guys calm down? Like, what's your methods? And like, what is petty stuff that you guys fight over?
Petty stuff we fight over, I mean everything. We're human. We have days where we blow up over any and everything. Our unhealthy preferred method of communication is just yelling, and we're both good at it because the military trained us how to project our voices. We have a hard time. One of the things that starts to make you bitter about the military is we're just really good at handling out harsh criticism, and it has a time and a place in the military, like especially when like safety or something is concerned. But him and I have a tendency sometimes to just snap at each other or bark orders, and it's really toxic. So we have to work at that. What we try to do is we live in a beautiful area. So we live at the base of a really cool mountain with really cool views, and so taking a drive sometimes together, sometimes just taking a drive together is enough for us to both cool off. And like if it's not a
Just on
serious
talk,
fight,
just look out the window.
yeah. And then maybe park and find a smoke spot or something to smoke some pot or something. And then if we need space, then yeah, one of us or both of us will go on a drive in different directions. I have my dogs. My dogs are amazing, and we have a nice piece of land. So taking them out for a walk is usually, I don't know, they're so cute and stupid. Puts a lot into perspective.
I like your doggies. They're cute.
Well, it's hard when you're like watching the dogs run around and be cute, and then you've seen the views here. Sometimes you just look up, and the views still just kind of knock me away. And have a way of minimizing things also.
How could it
Like
not?
there. And I know that sounds like, I don't know, maybe kind of weird, but yeah, no, just the views alone sometimes are enough to put shit into perspective. Like, it's an incredible day. This is stupid. We need to chill. Like,
Yeah, I can definitely. It's hard to do that here because it's like I look outside and it's like, oh, there's a cornfield. But you know that you've
right.
lived
I
in
lived in
Kansas
Kansas for way,
before.
way too long. And I lived in the only hills in Kansas, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's why Fort Riley, Kansas is where it is. It's the Flint Hills region. It's like strategically the only hills in fucking Kansas.
Oh
For
my
Indian
goodness.
War days, back that's when that was built. It was like literally the only strategic outlook with any height in Kansas.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I love trying to get a view. The only place here that I like is Coronado Heights. Have you ever been there?
Manhattan was fun, because they had bike trails and walking trails along the
Oh,
river.
yeah.
And I don't know, which I actually thought Manhattan was a lot better than Wichita.
I just haven't been up there enough to know if I like it. I've been up to Manhattan in like Kansas City maybe like once or twice in my life because I didn't get to go down there to party for
Oh.
college or anything like that. So I kind of missed out.
Oh, those are way more fun than Wichita. Honestly, Lawrence is great. It's
Yeah.
got really like on it. If you're not into the bar scene, that's fine. It's got the cutest boutiques and antique stores, and it's just got a really
Sounds like it.
cool downtown feel, and then really good restaurants. And then Manhattan was obviously a blast because I was stationed there in my early 20s, and there's a whole two streets of bars in the downtown where K-State is.
That sounds awesome. I would want to go to like People Watch.
Yeah, well, there's a river pass out there with waterfalls, and you could go park on the rocks on the river and just like goof off. That was pretty awesome.
I can't remember which city, if it was Lawrence or Manhattan, but I went to the Bernie Sanders rally
Oh,
when he
nice.
came.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I was up front too. I was like
Yeah, it's
3 feet
probably.
away from him.
It might have been, it honestly was probably Lawrence, because
Yeah.
K-State's the ag school, although they're fairly liberal there. Surprised me.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're off
If you're
track. We're off track. You had
I know, I
questions.
know, I know. Yeah.
There's
Okay.
also a lot of
So.
outdoor work. We simplified our lives. We left federal jobs after the military, and we
Yeah.
simplified our life, or at least my husband did for sure. I walked away from an opportunity, not an actual job. But
Yeah.
we simplified, so all we do is we have the orchard and the bed and breakfast. And so
Yeah.
another thing we do when we're squabbling is just like literally go out and pull weeds or do whatever physical task, because sometimes just going out and working out with your, especially with your hands, or you know,
Yeah.
like with you have true artistry with makeup, so anything that uses your fine motor skills forces you literally out of your head and into your hands. So like you don't
Yes.
get to sit there and stew about the negative stuff, but you can kind of like work it out, but also just like engage your mind, give your mind a break to think about that, and then eventually, you know, it kicks in, like,
Yeah.
okay, maybe I need to be the one to go apologize this time, or you
Yeah.
know, I'm gonna keep working until they realize it's
Exactly,
their turn.
exactly. When I was at your bed and breakfast, I noticed that you had a ton of beautiful like crystals around the house, and I'm obsessed with crystals and spirituality and all that stuff. So, what are your favorite crystals and what do they mean to you?
Well,
Do
I grew up in the Midwest. So quartz, there was are down in the Ozarks, so like Southeast Missouri and Southern or Northern Arkansas. So there's like a lot of quartz there. I think quartz seemed cool to me right away when I was a kid, because I mean, like,
Yeah.
it's almost like a diamond, and it was fun to play with. And
Oh, yeah.
then even now, like where we live, you can just literally go out into my driveway and kick around and find quartz. So that one's fun. Because it always fascinated me, just like the same way I think people are romanticized by diamonds, the pressure causing the crystalline structure, like pressure into
Yeah.
something ugly turning into something pretty. Quartz is pretty similar, but quartz grows.
I know, it's so
So
beautiful.
I think the idea of something that we think inanimate growing just makes it kind of magical and fun. So that one's easy. I know that's a
Yeah.
lot of people's favorite, but that's, I don't know, that one was always
And it
fun to me.
vibrates, it holds energy as well, so
And the fit, there is physics behind that. So someone has
yes.
to figure out how that translates to, you know, the rest of it.
Yeah. And they're trying to, like, I think that they have. I just haven't done like the full research to have
Yeah.
the conversation. So someday I will do that. So this doesn't have like a dead end conversation.
I don't know, but it's funny. My husband was never one to talk about signs. He doesn't romanticize really anything. Him just being a good dude and, like, you know, being around for everything and being consistent is his version of romance, and that is perfectly fine by me. That is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
The bells and whistles sometimes are just to cover up other shit anyway. So,
Yeah.
but it's funny because when we came out to look at this place, he was talking about signs and
Oh.
stuff like that, and then it was just funny to. Someone had brought up quartz. There's a lot of hippies in Colorado.
Yeah.
A
Oh
lot
yeah.
of
Oh
hippies.
yeah.
There's a lot of
And
people walking
I
around
loved
with crystals in
it.
their pockets. And so,
I am one of them.
someone had
I'm
said something
surrounded by
about just like
crystals.
going with it and going with the energy. And I was like, Luke never gets this excited about anything. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go with it. I'll let him get excited about it. That's cool. And then it's just
Yeah.
funny because just so much quartz comes from this area. Our house is basically on like on top of a bunch of it, and
But you can't take it, right? Because it'd be rock hounding.
well, you can take it from my property.
Oh,
Well, I mean,
nice.
I can be kind of rude. People could ask, and I'd surely let them have
Yeah.
it. But yeah, and the national forest or national lands. Then it's
Yeah, you gotta
definitely
be careful with that
right. That's
stuff.
illegal. Well, yeah, because you're stealing from everybody. That stuff is meant to be there and walked by and be pretty along the trails. And if everyone picks it up and takes away from it, then it's like, okay.
Well, and that's just sending bad energy out into the world. Like, you don't need to
Yeah.
carve your name into every single tree and take every single rock that
Right.
you find. You need to leave it alone.
Well, and the whole point is to just when you go out to look at flowers or birds or whatever, like the whole point is you've taken the time to study this thing.
Yeah.
Like for birds, you took the time to study its flight pattern so you could predict when it would fly over a certain area or nest in a certain area so that you could see it. If you appreciate the rocks and the science behind it and took the time to figure out where to find things. That's cool. That should have been all of it for you. Like that should like you really should have understood. But then to go further, when there's ethical and legal ways of going about and getting these things anyway.
Exactly. A part of my Patreon is I believe, well, I do believe in like some sort of divination because I think intuition is like honing in on that is great. I think that's fun. And a kind of a cool way to answer some questions that are on your mind. But also, I love astrology. What do you think about astrology?
I think it's very cool, but it's like the same thing. Like it's cool. It's cool to, I mean, more millennials are turning away from religion and into that in general. I don't know enough about it. I know, like, I think I'm like on a cusp birthday. My one of the girls that I grew up with, her mother is like a very published person in the category. But I always, my mom was mean growing up, and she'd always be like, "Oh, well, you're a
Oh
Leo.
yeah, I can really.
That's why you're so." You can't be humble. You
Oh
always need praise and to be
no.
thanked. And like, and I was like, first of all, it'd be
So she used it as a
right.
weapon.
And it, more often than not, you see all that stuff overlapping. So
Yeah.
maybe the certain things can influence your personality.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I don't want to look at something and let it influence how I feel about myself or how I portray myself. Like, I want to try to keep it
Oh,
100.
no,
But
definitely.
yeah, no,
Yeah.
that turned me off very much so from looking into it any further because, like religion and everything else, it was just something to measure me with and to find me falling short with. And so I was like,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
fuck that.
I can see where you're coming from that angle for sure, definitely. Yeah, I grew up a Baptist, and that's I felt really judged, and I look at it not as like something to bring me down. I look at it as more like a hobby, like, oh, like they're, I don't know how to explain it, like
No, I think
they're
it's
looking
very
away.
cool and I think it's very fascinating. And I think there's a lot to research in it that hadn't been taken seriously. Like, no one had taken the time to disprove any of those things via science. They just sullied a lot of people from ever even looking into it, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying, like, I haven't looked into it very much personally because it was just something, yeah, it was just something that I was measured with.
Yeah, no, and I get that because I would not. I mean, that's what I'm having a hard time. My husband is Catholic, and I am having an extremely hard time with like leaning that way because I do not want to be measured
Ooh,
in that way.
right.
There's like, that's like the rules of religion. We're not even married in his religion's eyes. So that's why I'm like, it's just different. Like, so I like that the new Pope says that dogs can go to heaven. I think that's kind of rad, but that's not Catholicism. Like,
Oh.
so,
It's nice that the
like,
new pope doesn't think Americans should put children in internment camps, but he's not American and like come on.
and he's not like the Catholic Church. So, I mean, like,
It's
if
not
he
like the
restricts one.
Catholic Church has a great reputation with children.
No,
So
and
maybe they
also,
should just sit down and lead from example for
yeah,
a
no,
change.
I just it's all religion to me is, and I don't, this podcast is real. It's like religion to me is just not great.
Right. I think it's just
I
something
think.
else that has been used to limit people's way of thinking and their literally, the Jehovah's Witnesses, a lot of them, it's common thought within the Jehovah's Witnesses that you shouldn't pursue a formal education that's going to take you further from God. So if you're going to go to college so that you can be a professor and people only want to hear about your teachings of things that have nothing to do with God, then you're of no use on earth. Like you're a worldly person. That's institutionalizing and censorship. Like you're not doing anything healthy. And even like the religious groups that have, oh, we had a lot of Mennonite and a lot of Amish where I grew up. So like
Oh, yes, same.
Rumspringer,
I
so
live in a it's a U. What's it called? Like a U.
a year, what, Rumspringer?
No. Their religion starts with a U.
Oh,
Something U. Well, it's
I don't
like
know, Quaker?
Amish. The
Oh,
whole
Quaker.
town. Yeah, something like that. The whole town is my town.
Yeah.
Like I am the freaky witch in my town that goes out and worships the moon
Yeah.
in the middle of the night, half naked.
Well, here's the funny thing about Rumspringer. I like saying it, Rumspringer. So here's something funny about institutionalization. You know how many men are able to leave prison? Like adult humans that have been on the outside world are able to live outside of prison for a whole year without coming back? Do you
I
think the
did not
chances
know
of
that was a
surviving
thing.
Rumspringer for a year without going back is going to happen? Like, come on.
One no fun fact about me.
What's up?
I have been to jail, but I went to jail and I can show my police report to prove it for pouring pineapple juice on my little brother's head. Yep.
How?
Imagine being in a jail cell with like the nightly bunch
Yeah, in
of
Kansas, though,
women,
right?
but in Kansas, yeah. And they're just like all like really drugged up or like, just mad that they're in jail. And they're like, why the hell are you in here? You look just not like you should be in here. And I'm like, well, I pour pineapple juice on my brother's head. And they're like, oh,
How old were you?
okay. I was 18.
Why did they arrest you?
They were really looking to like stretch their quota. I have no idea. My grandma had like called the police from a different city because she was concerned that my family might be fighting. And then I had poured pineapple juice on my brother's head previously, and he had a video of that, and he showed the police when nothing was happening, and I went to jail.
That's really
That
weird.
was my fun jail story.
I have a jail story, but it's a lot different than that.
Ooh, can I hear it?
Yeah, and you know the way we're I did an internet search a while back because I hadn't looked up the story and it's in my maiden name. The kid had to it,
And then mine's in my maiden name too, so that's badass.
the kid's dad paid money to have the story scrubbed from the internet, so I'm literally going to have to call one of the New Orleans Post, like New Orleans Post or NOLA Times or
Oh, New
something,
Orleans.
and get the actual print copy, like they have the reels or whatever, because his daddy paid money to have it taken down. All right, so I was a senior in high school in Slidell, Louisiana, and I told a boy, no, I will not be your Valentine. And so he went. So like the week later, he went and stole his sister's Tylenol with codeine pills with the label still on it,
Oh
and
my
stuck
God.
it in the back in my backpack and told the school that I was selling Tylenol with codeine on campus. So I
What?
got two felony charges. I got arrested in front of
Oh,
five. There
Bonnie!
were
What the
5,000 kids in that high school, and I was the brand new girl. So
Are you shitting
everybody
me?
knew I was a new girl, and I got arrested in front of everyone, and I did 11 hours in Angola Penitentiary because all of they don't have counties in Louisiana, they have parishes, and all of the parish jails were closed to full because tourist season really fucking starts picking up about mid-February down right outside of New Orleans, because I lived in a suburb of New Orleans called Slidell. And anyway, got a PI, proved obviously there weren't my pills, that I didn't do it, and I got a settlement, and he ended up getting like all kinds of charges. But we wear uniforms in high school and big high schools like that. So I was wearing the equivalent of a Catholic high school uniform.
Ooh, I
And
bet
they
the
didn't have extra jumpsuits, so I got to sit in holding in one of America's most dangerous prisons. And the only reason why they sent me there is because one of my girlfriend's mom was one of the officers, police officer, well, not police officers, whatever it is in the DOJ. She was one of the ones that did in processing, because it's only they can only hold you 24 hours from being in process. But if the shit's so full that they can't get to you for a day or two, your clock doesn't start.
No,
So
oh, I'd be so
my
mad.
friend's mom had me transferred to a very scary prison because she figured it was better to sit in a holding cell or in a there than to go into some random jail counties away and sit for several days.
Would have walked straight out of that jail and punched that guy in the dick.
You know, whenever he got arrested in front of me in front of, at the high school next, it was funny. The cops came and picked us up from my aunt and I, or no, my aunt and I went to the high school, and the cops were like, "Hey, you want to watch him get walked out of the school in cuffs?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And they were like, then they started handing me rocks. They're like, "You want to throw rocks?" And I was like, "No, what the fuck is wrong with you?"
Oh
And they were like, "I
my
would." They're like, "I'll turn away."
God. Oh
They were just
my
joking.
God.
They knew I was kind of in
Oh
shock.
sure.
It was pretty
Sure.
shocking because I'd just gotten told like 15 minutes earlier that he had confessed and like, "Oh, now we have to get you back in school." And like, "Oh shit, we just fucked your scholarships. Oh shit." Like, yeah, I only had
Oh
2.5 months
my
left of high school, so they ruined all my scholarships. And drug charges are a motherfucker for scholarships,
God.
turns out. Did
Yeah.
you know that whenever you apply for FAFSA, it's federal aid, did you know that the only thing it screens for is drug charges? Did you know they don't screen for rapists or child molesters?
Oh well, I mean, I don't know what I expected, but I am a little shocked.
Yeah, so I wasn't ever going to get any financial aid for selling drugs in high school, but you know, a rapist could potentially get tuition covered for, you know, being a good athlete or something.
I got raped by a college kid, so I mean, it's where most of them come from.
Privilege.
Yeah. Anyways, what was I gonna
I don't know.
say? I got distracted. Oh, I'm bad
Yeah, you're gonna be
at
formed.
this. Oh yeah, so
Do you want me to redo
were
it?
you a fighter in high school?
Was
Or like any of your
I a
time?
fighter? Well, I would have had to been able to socialize, I think, to have been able to been like a fighter, you know, like outside of my siblings. My junior year of high school, I went to high school with 3 out of 4 of my brothers.
Oh, okay.
So, no.
No, you didn't fight.
No, I
Okay.
mean, hell no. I didn't give a fuck. I would stand there and get an ass beat whatever pansy ass girl was at high school because that was still nothing compared to the ass whooping I was gonna get from my mom if I started a fight in school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like basic bitches went nothing. Like she's gonna give me a black eye when I get home if I start a fight, and you might pull my hair. So let's do this. I'm just gonna take it. Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, they were just gonna embarrass themselves. There was a couple of times people had started fights with me, but my brothers had already hit me so many times that I could take a hit and I was not
Oh
afraid to
yeah.
be hit. And that really starts freaking people out.
Yeah, that fucks with a lot of people. If a girl can take a hit, then they're like, oh, what do I do
But yeah, I
now?
mean
She's just.
most kids weren't gonna fuck with trying to beat up one of the farm kids though.
Yeah.
Like
Oh my goodness. So who are your current role models right now? Like, I guess we could separate them like dead, alive, or fictional.
no, Rose McGowan. She
Oh
came out
yes.
with a book. She's been doing an e-series. You know, she helped prove that it was on beyond like just systematic abuse of women, but there were
Yeah.
actual Assad agents hired to harass her, drugs planted on her.
So crazy.
It's really upsetting because I looked up to her growing up too. You know, dark
Yeah,
haired,
she's
dark
beautiful.
eyed, you know, didn't quite look like any of the classic beauties on TV. I loved girls like her on TV. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Who else?
You okay?
Yeah, no, I was just taking a hit. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Dead or alive?
Smoking on the same strain or something new?
Same strain right now, but I'm about to clear it out and then finish this one, and then we have some of the blueberry grinded up. I don't
Thank you so
know.
much for talking to
Tell me
me
a couple of
today.
years, and maybe I'll be able to think of some more off the top of my head.
Oh, my role models right now. Oh my goodness, you put me on the spot. Oh, you put me on the spot.
There's some women in the cannabis industry that are doing some amazing things, like oh my God, like Bethany Falcana. She's literally owns a falconry and a dispensary. Like, chicks are just out there doing shit. That's pretty cool. And she takes like really cool pictures in ball gowns out in the forest, and that's fun.
Yes. I would say, oh, jeez. What? You. I
Oh,
look up
thank
to
you.
you for sure. Because, I mean, I left your house like with a new wind under me. Like, I
Oh.
changed so much about myself. Like, I mean, truly.
Sweet.
I just realized that I needed to grow the fuck up and stop with just shenanigans
Well, that's one
and
thing that's hard. When you go through trauma, you put up walls. You put up walls to protect yourself. But after a while, you get so comfortable being guarded that you forget that you can't experience any real growth unless you learn to let your walls down sometimes.
yeah, and I just had such a blast with
Oh.
you. And man, I was just disappointed that I was so exhausted
You
afterwards.
guys, it's a
But
long drive too. I wouldn't beat myself up.
I know we poorly planned that, and then the highway closed on the way back, and then we thought we were going to die. That was hilarious. We're like,
I admire a lot of people. They don't have to be like huge financially successful people. Like I have a lot of respect for the people that have found comfort in their smallness, found their power in their smallness, and just, were like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want. They found their own way. I have a lot of admiration for that. My neighbors, even just my neighbors, have done a lot. They started with next to nothing, and now they own some of the largest orchards in Colorado. And, it's easy to be like pessimistic and be like, oh, I'm sure they got there on some other people's backs, but no, they're good people and they just work hard and they recognize the good in other people and build them up. And I don't know, I try to be humbled by a lot of things.
No, I think you're amazing.
Thank you.
And I just love your whole like aura is just so beautiful.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
I had more questions.
Yeah, you had some really good questions, and I've been like driving, steering the conversation.
What is your biggest dream?
Whew. I don't know if my biggest dreams are fully dreamt yet or like realized yet, but I would really love to grow industrial cannabis, either hemp or cannabis, and be part of a company or a brand that produces world-class, medicine. And I really just want to help teach more people how to kind of break away from the normal matrix, like the 9 to 5 and the, yeah. What about you?
The normal matrix. My biggest dream, I think, is just
Just starting to hatch,
to,
just starting to be
yeah, it's just
born.
starting to hatch. It's just starting to hatch, but I think it's just to help people heal along with me and realize and just be like self-aware and like always just be on a path of that we can get through it
Yeah.
and especially with everything going on in the world. There's so many people taking the easy way out. I want to be a light in the world.
Yeah, that was
And
well said. That's a good way to describe what's going on right now.
yeah, and so I definitely want to just be a light, and that's my biggest dream, is to be there for people, including myself.
Yeah, I feel that. That's awesome.
And definitely also, I would like to be a part of your dream too, because I think that is a great, I'm tired of people dying. I'm tired of my friends dying. I'm tired of people accidentally dying
Right.
of overdose. And it's just a disease, and it's really sad. And it
Right.
gets to me every day. So, don't want to get too dark into that, but yeah, definitely try and get into the cannabis industry and get a drug out there that doesn't kill people.
Well, not even just because of the drug prospect, it's literally the future. It hemp and hemp seed are considered superfoods.
Yeah, I drink
You
hemp seed every
can
day to help with
I
migraines.
just got a hemp silk dress, like a little, like the little cami dresses.
Oh.
And it's insane because not only is it gorgeous and it feels luxurious, it took significantly less water, less resources, unlike real silk. It's a completely vegan byproduct. Real silk comes from silkworms.
Yeah.
And it's machine washable. You can put it in the dryer on heat and it won't ruin. It was designed by a woman that lives here locally, and it was dyed with natural flowers and dyes from the area. So like hemp is
All vegan
absolutely the
and woman made.
right.
Yes.
It's I mean, it's coming out in beauty products. It's an amazing pimple ointment. My husband got a mild sunburn on his head. I put CBD shea butter on his scalp, and
Oh.
all the redness was gone the next day, and he's not peeling or flaking. Like, it's the future. Cannabis is the future. You can literally build homes
It
with
is.
it. It's one of the strongest tensile natural. It's yeah, literally one of the strongest tensile natural fibers out there. And if you compare cannabis to one of my apple trees, by weight, cannabis produces, like cannabis and hemp, the plant produces 4 times more oxygen.
Oh.
Yeah, and it uses like a quarter or less of the water. Like, so it's insane. It's yeah, cannabis is definitely the future, and I want to be a part of that.
It is. Yeah, of course. And I'm so proud of you for that. And
Oh.
I just can't wait for Kansas to wake the fuck up and for me to just jump right in, because
Did you see
I'm
that
just.
Milk Makeup's getting ready to drop their second Kush product? They
No,
haven't
I
said what
saw
it
that they
is
had
yet, but
one.
they're hinting. Like, that's amazing. It's just, and it really fucking works. It's both
That's so
CBD
amazing.
and THC, and that is an amazing thing. So it's exciting. It's exciting to know that it is the future. It's just taking other people a minute to catch on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if people just need to get their head out of their ass and stop being so closed-minded. But for okay, so your vision for next year when it comes to your health, or what is your vision for next year when it comes to your health, your Airbnb activism, which we just discussed, and your marriage?
All right, so my husband and I have been through some things, and our communication started to break down, so we've been working on our communication. So in the next year, it would be really cool to see how much the work we've done and continue to do will improve our relationship and our intimacy and everything. And then, 'cause, we have a lot to deal with as individuals, just getting out of the military and transitioning to the civilian life and trying to find purpose and direction and stuff again. And as far as like the property, so I've been seeing a new counselor. I stopped going to the army and government, issued doctors, and I've been seeing a local woman, and that's helped a lot. So that's pretty cool. And then as far as the property goes, we've already even just fixing a lot of sprinkler heads, and because we've owned our property for a year, so even just going through and upgrading old hoses and new sprinkler heads will help us reduce the amount of wasted water we have. And then we're upgrading our wine grapes and our apple trees in the next year to all to drip irrigation, which we have a social, well, I mean, we have a responsibility. We live at the base of a mountain, one of America's second largest freshwater sources. And literally, how, like, we're the first ones to use the water, and then everything else rolls down and goes through treatment plants and through our groundwater before it gets to everybody else. So we have a financial and a social and environmental responsibility to take the time and bite down and invest in good ear, better irrigation earlier on in our home ownership.
Definitely. Me and my husband went through a period of time where communication sucked because and I that's married life. Every
And
marriage
well,
is
it's not even
just
just marriage. It breaks down in friendships. It breaks down in work. It's just something you got to work at.
Especially, I learned like people with PTSD, like myself, like one of the symptoms is like interpersonal relationships, dealing with trust and stuff. So I have to work on that as well. But we actually went to couples therapy and tried that out. And it was not helpful. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but it was just like we didn't need it. Like, we're not trying to get a divorce. So it wasn't helpful. Have you ever tried couples therapy before?
Yeah, and just like personal therapy, the thing to keep in mind is, in the textbooks or in the question answers, because I have a degree in psychology, they'll be like, "Oh, well, you have to do the work." Well, what that
You have a
really,
degree in psychology,
yeah,
right?
I do. What that really means is taking the time to identify all the doctors in your insurance network nearby, and going and seeing different doctors until you find one that, because I would get infuriated being back in rural Missouri after the military. I tried to see some therapists outside of the army chain at first, and they were very religious based. It was insulting because, like I said, I have a bachelor's degree in
Me
psychology,
too.
so don't come at me with a Bible when I'm talking about like legit brain damage and talking about this stuff. Like, that's not giving me peace.
I feel
But I mean, so yeah, so like taking the time to actually find a therapist that is going to work for you, and trying the different methods in therapy. If all that therapist did was talk therapy and didn't recommend you guys see people individually to have, you have to, everyone has to have their own person to talk to.
Yeah,
Like, if they weren't making
definitely.
those kinds of recommendations, then that wasn't a good.
No. She wasn't telling us to go to therapy separately. And on top of that, she told us not to talk to each other.
Maybe not talk to each other, but not talk to each other about what is being said in your private therapy. That's supposed to be a safe place. Like, you that's
No, I mean,
something you bring
yeah.
up if you want to talk about. It's not something that they get to sit there and ask you about. You know what
No,
I mean?
she just meant in
Oh,
general.
just don't talk to each other at all. Just talk to
Yeah.
the therapist.
Yeah. She was just like, no, don't do that. Don't talk to each other. We're
See,
like,
in
oh.
a good marriage counselor, or literally, if you're thinking about majoring in psychology, a good answer to a lot of your test questions is it's always a combination of things. It's a com like cognitive behavioral therapy is one of the best research-backed forms of therapy. It includes some kind of version of homework stuff that you would have to work like answer on your own time, and he would have to answer on his own time. And then they would literally offer scripts like, oh, you're having an argument, try bringing up that subject
Role
this way.
play.
Yeah, well, not even necessarily role play. What we are doing as adults is regurgitating the bullshit that was said to us as children or said around us as children. So if you've never heard what a healthy argument looks sounds like,
Oh,
you
Lordy.
literally might need to consult a therapy or look at, we call them scripts in therapy. Like, this is something that you can try saying. Because after a while, once you've internalized it, you can kind of say that even in your own terms. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, you can't expect people to know what a healthy argument looks like if you've never fucking heard
Yeah,
of
well, I'm fucked.
one. Right? No, that's exactly true though.
So
So that's the thing about therapists and therapy is they're on the outside. And so instead of picking sides, they're supposed to be able to like literally like push away from their desk and be like, I have a tool that you can use for this. I have a resource. What I'm hearing you try to say and articulating very poorly is this. Maybe if you tried saying it this way, it wouldn't come off as this way, you know, like.
She was like, I have a tool for you guys. It's called a muzzle.
No, wait, because I mean, sometimes when I feel like my husband, like I need to be defensive with my husband or he's criticizing me, I get very sarcastic. I was raised on sarcasm. And like the only way you could ever, maybe ever hurt someone's feeling is if you could just get a nice little jab in on the end. So like I'm really good at cutting you deep. Like a small incision somewhere to bleed, that's not something to be proud of. That's not something to want to continue to do. Like, I want my husband to get good at taking that abuse. I need to grow the fuck up. And that's something too. A lot of people, because they were babies, and when they would cry as a baby, someone would be like, okay, backwards play, like, we're gonna work backwards. Diapers dry. They just ate, you know, like they'll go through the phases to figure out what's wrong with you because you're a baby. People grow up and they get upset and then they start crying and then they expect someone else to sit there and be like, well, fuck. What am I missing? And I
The
literally the other day, I got annoyed at my husband. He really hadn't done anything wrong, and I might have taken it out on him just a little bit. And so I approached him and I was like, look, I realized that maybe my expectation was a little stupid there. You know,
one's
this is what I expected you to figure out on your own because lately I've been feeling this
Yeah.
way. How the fuck was he gonna figure that out on his own?
Yeah, I
Was
know.
he
I'm the
psychic?
same
Was I gonna keep
way.
punishing him? Was I gonna huff until he just like, you know, osmosis? Was he gonna like touch my arm and figure it out? Was he gonna read my brain?
I
No.
know.
So like, so yeah, communicating is important and learning how to, and arguing is a neutral thing. It's something everyone has to do. Arguing is just presenting points to, you know, persuade someone's, you know, idea of something. But yeah, it's frustrating because in the military, you get really good at just like correcting people on the spot. Like, dude, your uniform's fucked up. that your shit out. What an
Yeah.
idiot. What a fucking idiot. How do you not know what side your patches go on? You've been wearing every day for 5 years. Like, come on. And even then, that was a very immature, toxic form of leadership and communication as well. So it's like, okay, we can't keep talking to each other like we're idiots in the army.
I mean, but it was successful.
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid. Believe it or not, I follow this really good YouTube series called The School of Life, and they have some books, and they actually have really good workbooks and cue cards. And you would do, like, if you were working with, yeah, they have amazing videos, and they're all really short too, and really digestible and very well spoken. And he's got a dope British voice. It's nice. But,
Well, I like British.
right, it's research based, and it's crazy because I've probably watched all the videos, and then I still watch them like the day that they're published or whatever, even if I don't think that that topic is necessarily something that I thought pertained to me, right? Like, cheating, that's not really something that I thought pertained to me. Or there was like one of the videos is like explains the phenomena of the dick pics. I'm like, I don't care. I don't get dick pics anymore. I've been married for a minute. If I'm getting dick pics, it's like the wrong number, and I'm gonna laugh at your penis.
If you got a dick pic, you'd be like, you are
Yeah, what was even the
horrible.
point in that? Thanks for sexually
Yeah.
harassing me via the telecommunication. Really appreciate that. Not really safe
You need
anywhere.
a contour of that shit.
Oh my God. And but it was crazy. It was this literally this video about kind of compassionately explaining why this phenomena exists, why we're seeing it happen so much. And
Wait, dick pics?
yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. I'm trying to follow
I'm
along. I was
not
like,
even kidding.
what?
Oh, there's a baby deer in the wine grapes. I think a deer gave
Oh.
birth in the orchard the other day.
Oh, baby deer.
Turds, they're so cute. Yeah, no, it was actually pretty easy to sum up. The dick pic is, I don't know. For a lot of people, it's like, here's the most vulgar, disgusting part of me. Please accept me. Men are not
Like you're
taught.
like offering
Right. And
like
it
a
sounds very
beer.
weird, but men are not taught to talk or to. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so cute. Like it's.
Oh, are you talking about the deer? I'm so jealous.
Yes. Their little butts are so. They just hop around real funny when they're babies and they got.
Oh my God. Okay, so here's the thing. I know you two record each other. Have you ever recorded each other doing naughty stuff?
No, because the internet is not, like, phones are not safe. Data is not safe. We're seeing so many women be sexually harassed and assaulted via their private shit. And my husband is very shy. So no, like, I literally keep a piece of duct tape over one of the cameras on my laptop, so I'm not using
Same
them.
here. My cats keep fucking knocking it over. It's not even plugged in,
I
but I
mean,
have like a paper
I'm
over
probably
it.
gonna get him like a Polaroid camera or something for Christmas or
Ooh,
his
yeah,
birthday, because
yes. That'll work.
we're v very visual creatures and it's fun, but I don't trust the cloud. I don't even know where my
Okay.
shit's going on the cloud half the time. So.
Girl, I have a story.
Oh no.
So I don't do that stuff because you saw me like I'm not exactly like
Happy with yourself.
skinny
I saw a
and happy with
beautiful
my
woman
body.
that just wasn't
Oh,
happy with
thank
herself.
you.
That's all I saw.
Well, I'm trying to work on that love, and if we like did Instagram live today, I would be confident. I
That's
have
good.
like my wig on and
Well,
I feel pretty. But
you deserve that.
thank you. But anyways, okay, so my story is I was doing something intimate with my husband. He was my boyfriend at the time. And I like Snapchat filters because they make my face look thinner, but I had no intention of sending it at all because that's not, who wants to see that?
Oh.
And I was, presenting my love to him, if you catch
Yeah,
my
no, I feel
drift.
you.
And recorded a video, and then later on in the day, I started getting messages back saying, "Leia, what the fuck? Why is your story you sucking dick?" And I'm like, "Wait, what?" And they're like, "Yeah, your Snapchat story is you literally sucking dick." And I'm like, "Oh, oh shit." And so, like 5 of my closest friends saw me,
That's pretty funny.
sucking dick. But, and the most hilarious part was I did not ask for this. Like, 3 of them sent me videos back of them doing it, so I would feel less awkward
Oh, those are
about it. I'm
such
like,
amazing friends, though. And at least it
I
was just
know,
like
right?
sucking dick. It wasn't like
Yeah. Like, I wasn't taking, well, we could go farther. I mean, it is a Patreon thing, so, but it's fine. But, the moral of the story is Snapchat filters aren't worth it. But then ever since then, he's been like obsessed with like maybe doing it. I'm like, no, he's not shy like Luke.
Yeah, Luke's
Like,
just
Austin is not shy.
Luke's shy. He gets so embarrassed even when I just flirt with him in public, let alone like
Really? Like, he gets like no PDA?
you know that attractive people will also believe that they're not attractive as well because of how they've been treated
Yeah.
over their life. Like, he's a gorgeous man, but it's not easy
I think
convincing him
Luke,
that.
yeah. Well, Austin, I think, looks like Ed Sheeran,
Oh, yes,
and
he's so cute. Oh, he's so dapper.
yeah, and but he also doesn't believe that he has red hair, which I'm like, I don't know how this is even an argument, like
Go
any
be like,
other
how do you not
argument that we
believe
have.
that? Go outside for 5 minutes with no sunscreen on and come and tell me you're not a ginger like 5 minutes
I'm like,
later.
I mean, like, stand in front of the refrigerator for too long, for God's sake. Like,
Oh, that's funny.
it's, yeah. But oh my goodness. Yeah, the way that we met was hilarious. Like, he ran up to his best friend and he's like, "I got a date with Princess Leia."
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
We're nerds. We are such nerds. That was
Oh.
one thing I was like, I don't think she was ready for that either when you met me. Like, how much of a nerd I am.
No, I love nerds. If you saw all the people that I normally surround myself with, you would think that I don't like to be the most intelligent. Like, I want to be the least intelligent person in the room, but no, I have amazing friends from all kinds of walks of life. And there's really, I don't think there's anything more nerdier. Like, I literally collect flower pressings and identify species. And I had an extensive comic book collection growing up. And yes, it was partially just the rival my brothers, but you know,
Yeah, I know that. I wanted to impress my brother so bad growing up.
it's just funny. I mean, nerd is just outside of any social group. I remember listening to the engineers on campus where I went to college calling like the nuclear students nerds. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
You like doing algebra, so who's nerd?
Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
I
And
can't wait. It's good to know you
nerd's
better.
just someone trying to curb your enthusiasm about something like football. Seriously, a bunch of grown men dressing up in what are usually pretty bright, goofy colors, putting makeup all over their faces, wearing ridiculous hats and wigs, and like standing out, standing in a freezing cold game, like, and they're calling, kids that are camping out overnight with a sleeping bag on a sidewalk, nerds. And I'm like, you literally are freezing your balls with a piece of cheese on your head. And the football game isn't going well because everyone's getting snowed on and it's really cold because you guys don't want to put a roof on the place. Yay! Like, who's like it, nerds? Nerd is a silly term.
I never really thought differently of the term or like thought it was like cool or bad or funny or anything because I'm named after Princess Leia from Star Wars. So like I was just thrown into that realm and culture. So it was more like a culture thing for me. I'm like, all right, well, I'm over here with the people who will like watch Star Wars. Like, I don't think it's that they're any different than any other people. Suffer, I don't like gatekeepers. That's the thing that I think you're talking about. Like, no, you cannot do that right now. Do not be a gatekeeper.
Like I said, like trying to tell people to curb their enthusiasm. Like, people find something that makes them happy.
Yeah, exactly. And that is like what my Patreon is all about because like I'm like it would be weird otherwise to just offer to sell painted rocks, but I like painting rocks. Does anyone want a painted rock? Sure, maybe somebody, but I do it. I painted a fucking rock. And I talk
Well,
about
I
weird
think it's
things on my podcast.
cool because I think you could give some cool, like you're really good at, well, obviously you're amazing at makeup, and then in turn you're amazing at editing. And those just seem to be like anyone who is marketing or even trying to do any degree of self-marketing online through social media themselves, like those are life skills. You know,
Thank
like people,
you.
some people would want to try and minimize that, but in all reality, those are life skills. Like
I
people
mean,
want to know.
I want to be good at something. Like, I
Well, even
mean,
me growing up and then in turn going into the army, people would always be surprised, like, for the formal events when I wore my formal uniform, I was really proud of my formal uniform and all my medals and ribbons on it. And I would take the time to put on
yeah.
a little bit of appropriate makeup. And my grandpa had given me, there's certain size studs, like pearls and silver and diamond studs you can wear with your dress uniform.
Oh.
And it just felt really nice to, like, okay, yeah, I'm a pretty girl and I'm putting on this uniform with all these accolades. And the guys would always be so surprised. They'd be like, what? You wear makeup? Like, if I was a female bodyguard, it would be socially, like, I would need to blend into situations and I'd need to be what's socially respectable for whoever I'm protecting, whatever event they have to go to. I need to make sure that I'm not, if I was a bodyguard, I wouldn't want to take away from their event or that. Whatever that is they're trying to do, it's a skill. Like, you need to be able to know how to present yourself to different
Yeah.
expectations, and not even American ones. It's just being well dressed and well groomed is a form of social manners. And I say fuck a lot, and I'm really country, so sometimes that's the only form of manners I got going.
Oh my gosh. It's been so much fun talking to you.
Yeah, it's getting late. You got anything to smoke on your end?
I have my CBD vape.
Right, well, you have to do a rip with me. And whoever else is listening, because you're gonna post this afterwards, right? Yeah, whoever's out there listening with us, put if you made it the whole way through the podcast, say whistle pig.
Whistle pig. Say whistle
That's what they call the groundhogs here.
pig. What?
And my dog Alice, she whenever she's being cute and like huffing when she's getting scratches or something, she makes a funny whistle noise. So she's my whistle pig.
Oh
It's
my God.
my latest obsession lately. The minute I heard that word last week, I was like, "What? What is that? It's so cute. I must use it." All
Oh my gosh.
right. Yeah. And then you should also tell us what you're smoking. All right, you ready? We'll do a
Okay.
rip on three. You ready? Two, one.
Okay. And I'm in an illegal state, so I just did a rip off of Koi CBD. It's like vanilla custard, 250 milligrams.
This sounds tasty.
Is really tasty, actually. What did you take a rip of?
Blueberry OG.
Is that indica or sativa?
Oh yeah, it's definitely an indica heavy hybrid. Usually when there's like blue or OG or Kush or purple in the name. Because it's late in the day. I'm a indica girl.
Do you want to go on IG Live for like a couple of minutes and take a rip and say hi to them, or no?
Yeah, that's fine. We can do a quick rip. I look halfway
Okay.
presentable. Yeah, we'll do a couple of quick rips and then I'm going to eat because I'm starving.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you so much for coming on here.
Yes.
It's been an amazing first podcast, and
Plug
you are
your
definitely
social
going
media.
to
What's
have
your
that.
Instagram?
My Instagram is Leia Freya with an underscore. So it's just the LEIAFREYA and then underscore. And that
Yes.
is my Twitter and Instagram.
And my
And then.
Instagram is at High Country Stoner, and we are following each other. So if you're not good at spelling like me and you already forgot how to spell her name, it's okay. It's okay. We're following each other. I
And
always switch
then,
up E, I, and A's. I always do.
yeah, yeah, my name is interesting. And then you guys should totally become Patreons of both of our Patreons
Yeah.
because that will help us make more badass content and we'll bring it to you every day.
Awesome.
All right,
I'll see
we
you on
love you guys.
Instagram. You want to go live, or I'll go live and then I'll invite you. All
All right, see
right.
you
Love
there.
you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.